Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing us back. That's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. Little blues there from Stevie. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, simply ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out and find out more about the age of the customer. There you can find out a lot about it from that website, and then from both websites, actually. There's a major link to all the age of the customer stuff on the first website, but you can find out a lot about it without even buying the book. But if you decide to, you can buy it at Amazon or anywhere else books are sold. But if also from my website, if you want an autographed copy, we got that there. You want the e-book, we got all the e-books you need right there on my website, too. 24 after, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Mark Paston, the CEO of Council of Ethical Organizations. His new book is called Make an Ethical Difference, Tools for Better Action. Available wherever books are sold. Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Mark, in my book, I talked about the fact that ethical behavior, trust, and values are relevance factors that customers are increasingly evaluating early, much earlier than the competitive evaluation of a company. They're evaluating the ethical behavior, for example, of companies. That's a big relevance factor.
Right.
And I make the case in the book for why these new expectations of customers provide small business owners out here on Main Street with a big advantage. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. That when you're dealing with a small business, the business reflects the ethics of the people who own it and run it. In a big business, sometimes it's hard to figure out who's in charge and what they stand for. In a small business, you can pretty much see it. And
right.
The whole game for customers in terms of ethics is knowing their ethics before you engage them in a business transaction. So, you know, to think in the simplest term, when you have someone come in your home to work on plumbing or electric or the furnace, well, they can tell you you have to replace everything, or they can tell you they can fix it and treat you honestly. The biggest question in your mind is, can I trust this person and the information that they're giving me, or are they going to take advantage of me because they can?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mark, in your book, I mentioned earlier the four types of ethical types: the conformist, the negotiator, the navigator, and the wiggler. We talked about the conformist in the last segment. Talk to us about the negotiator.
Well, yeah, the negotiator is, you know, in business, a lot of times it's not easy to see or know what the right thing to do is. The negotiator is someone who, in those situations that are gray, can negotiate the troubled waters, if I can put it that way. They can make an ethical decision while keeping firmly planted in reality. You know, part of the problem with ethics is it's a spectator sport. We can tell other people what we think they should do, but that doesn't come back and necessarily apply to us.
Right.
The navigator is someone who can take these complex situations where there are two or ten sides to an issue and find an ethical path through them.
Mm-hmm. An acceptable ethical path, a productive ethical path. Because there are different kinds of ethics, right? There's good ethics and there's bad ethics, right?
We have to. Right. Right.
Well, I wrote an article a while back that the title of which and the subject of which is The Color of Ethics is Gray.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, and the point I made in the article was that if everything were black and white, we wouldn't need ethics, right? You just do the right thing. But in business, in the marketplace, in life, we're not faced with black and white things. Very few things are black and white, aren't they?
Well, yeah, there are certainly things that are black and white, but the ones that get us thinking, the ones that get our attention, are the ones that are not.
Right, right. What about the Wiggler? What does the Wiggler do?
The Wiggler pretty much says they uphold whatever ethics is prevalent in a situation, but they kind of pick and choose to suit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Wigglers often like to talk about ethics a lot, but they're not very reliable.
Yeah, I used to compete against a guy who had scripture on the back of his business card. So really, every card had a different piece of scripture on it.
Wow.
And he was the biggest liar I've ever known.
He was so
unethical. He had to hire a salesman to go in some businesses. They wouldn't even let him come back in their business.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. And one of the points I emphasize in my book is talking about ethics and ethics are completely different things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well said.
There's a lot of people who like to talk about ethics, but they're not necessarily reliable in their actions.
I'd like for you to come back and talk about, have you been doing studies of ethical behavior among the generations, variations?
Yes, we have.
Would you come back another day and talk to us about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. The current generation, the millennials, are a very interesting one.
And I'd like to cover that. So we're going to get you back on again if you'll come back.
I'd be glad to.
I've enjoyed having you here. Thanks for being here, Mark. MarkPastin.com, right?
Yes.
MarkPastin.com, folks. That's his name, and the book is Make an Ethical Difference. Mark will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.